At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is urging the Justice Department to stop accepting new applications and renewals for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program. Paxton, nine other state attorneys general, and the governor of Idaho want the agency to phase out DACA. The Trump administration has allowed the program to remain in effect, but the 10-state coalition wants the White House to rescind the policy by September 5th. If not, they'll bring the issue to court. The Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEV, denounced the move. The DACA program is an immigration policy from President Obama's administration that awards a renewable 2-year work permit to undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. before they were 16 and who were younger than 30 as of June 2012. More than 200,000 undocumented immigrants in Texas have work permits under the program. A year ago, Philando Castile was working in a Minnesota school. Alton Sterling was selling CDs on a Baton Rouge street corner. And Lauren Ahrens, Michael Kroll, Brent Thompson, Michael Smith, and Patrick Zamaripa were patrolling the streets of Dallas. Then came three brutal days in July. Mayor Mike Rawlings helped guide Dallas through the days and weeks that followed. Rick Holter talked to him at City Hall for our Friday conversation.
Dallas was just a couple of years past the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. This city reacted so much differently to this tragedy. Why?
Because we had prepared differently. The truth of the matter of Dallas before President Kennedy's assassination wasn't pretty. There was a lot of rancor and, frankly, kind of racist and xenophobic attitudes in the early 60s. But if you look at the couple of years right before this, I think we were doing the right things. And I think Dallas was proud in its grief about how we came together in a better way.
I want to play a bit from President Obama at the memorial service.
We've seen Mayor Rawlings and Chief Brown, a white man and a black man with different backgrounds, working not just to restore order and support a shaken city, a shaken department, but working together to unify a city with strength and grace and wisdom.
There was so much pain and yet so much pride at that moment.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that for a year. And it does make you think that what you do for a living in public service makes a difference. Chief Brown was so critical as a partner in that. And I'm so glad that we kept him in the office. There were a lot of people that wanted to run him out of town. And a man...
Before the shooting.
Before the shooting. And we said, no, this is the right guy.
And yet, a year after that, the number of sworn police officers in Dallas keeps sliding. David Brown, the chief, is retired, like a lot of his veteran colleagues. Others left for the suburbs. You've signed on to a deal to save the police and fire pension fund, but the recruits who sign up now get a much leaner deal. Is this city where the signs still say Dallas strong, letting its cops down?
This city loves its police officers. We gave them the biggest raise last year than we had given them in a long, long time, putting them up to competitive wages. The fact that we went through that pension crisis and we came out the other end to save the pension shows that we were able to do it. But it is a gritty, tough fight to deal with this stuff because you're talking about money. You're talking about taxpayers' monies. You're talking about police officers' money. And as everybody knows, you just can't give everybody everything they want. It has a dose of reality when we do kind of kumbaya moments, and then you go, you got to get back to the real world at times and power through this.
There was a flash of recruiting interest.
Yeah, there was.
Immediately afterward. But still, it's a long-term problem. How do you turn that around?
Being a police officer today in America, it's not just in Dallas, is not an attractive thing for a lot of people. It's a hard job to be able to make a decision in a split second and know that everybody has got their phone taking pictures of you. You've got to save your life. You've got to enforce the law. You got to make sure the civil rights are taken care of. And you've got to stand up to the nation because you may make a mistake at that moment. And a lot of people saying, that may not be for me. We've got to change the dynamic to bring the pride back in being a police officer.
The Next Generation Action Network, which organized the July 7th protest, says the basic problems with race and policing haven't changed.
To the extent that everything is perfect, I don't think so. We have incidences, and we had them in Balt Springs. It was in Dallas, but it was close by. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's fair to be on guard and say we've got a lot of work to do. But I know the police officers in this town, they are much more aware and much more sensitive. They know how to de-escalate much better today than they have for years.
You've got 2 more years in office. I'm curious, how is what happened last July 7th and in the weeks after change the way you approach these final 2 years?
I understand that while we try to just kind of hunker down and do our business locally, and I'm a big believer in that, that ultimately you must interact with a bigger world. We must interact with our nation. We are having to interact with our state right now. We decided to enter the lawsuit on SB4. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't ignore the other, what's outside.
Mike Rawlings, Mayor of Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for your interest.
Partly sunny skies with a high near 96 ahead, 40% chance of rain tonight, 50% chance of it tomorrow. It's 82 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.